can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Mark, what do you have tied to your microphone stand?
It is an origami butterfly that, you know, Jesse Cummins, he had, you know, had some health problems. And
Okay. Mobile Digit.
Yeah.
One of our listeners.
Mm-hmm. And I, you know, sent a little wish that he got better and things like that things mm-hmm. would go well. And he sent a thank you back. And in it was a, you know, a little origami butterfly. So I decided I was going to put the origami butterfly up on my mic stand here.
That's cool. You probably see that through the cam
yep.
on the website.
And I told him to look.
Very cool. All right. 800-259-9231 as we kick off yet another week of fun and excitement here on Free Talk Live. We will start things out with your phone calls. That is what the show is about, your calls about anything. We go to the amp line to Zach in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, before I got to what I wanted to talk about, I heard Paula on the podcast from Saturday talking about the Merovingians and how those people ruling the world. And I've done a bit of research on my family tree and found out that descended from those Merovingians and all those families, but I'm not seeing any of the money or power that's supposed to come with them, so I'm wondering where that is.
Which one would you prefer, money or power?
I'd pick the money.
Oh, that's good. Good libertarian.
When you start doing the math, this is how ancestry works. When you start doing the math and backing it out, you'll realize that at some point or another, we're all related to everyone. and it's not even that far back. So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't work with this. I've got this ancestry and that ancestry, and this family's been ruling the world, because then we all would be.
Was this that we're all supposed to be somehow tied in? I didn't hear because I was away. That we're all these people happen to be tied in to
the Merovingians run the world.
I see.
And are you aware of what a Merovingian is?
Yeah, there's actually about a 1 in 20 chance that any person alive today is descended from that line.
Sure. At some level, you know, I mean, there's just, you have so many ancestors that, yeah.
So, Zach, what else is on your mind tonight?
Well, I had good news about two different bills in South Carolina. I want to talk about firemen and lap dancing, but...
yeah, do tell. What about firemen and lap dancing?
It's actually two different bills. One bill has just been introduced to allow volunteer fire departments to charge a service fee for every time they're called out to a location, which
okay.
sounds like a good step in the direction towards more privatized fee-based.
Yeah, if a volunteer fire department can charge a fee for coming out and people feel like it's too much, then somebody else can start another volunteer fire department.
And charge less.
Yeah, indeed.
Great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Although I think as a homeowner, I would prefer the idea, and I understand this is created by a government, so they're not looking to really make people happy here. I think I would prefer the idea of paying in advance. I'd like to buy a fire insurance policy and have some very specific rules set out, you know, as far as response time and that sort of thing. That's ideally what I would like to have, though. That's probably quite a ways off. It'd be better than just, you know, having to deal with whatever arbitrary fee the government decides would be appropriate or this particular agency decides to be appropriate,
right.
You know, to slap me with at that time. It's better to pay in advance, even if I'm not going to use their services. That way I'll have them at my beck and call, and I'll know in advance what it is I have to pay every single year.
Yeah.
Zach, any other thoughts? What was the other thing? Prostitutes?
And lap dancing, I know there was a discussion about this bill on the BBS. I can't remember if it's been on the show any, but there was a bill to ban lap dancing and keep dancers at least 6 feet away from patrons.
Didn't they do that, Mark, in Manatee County, down where we came from, in Florida?
The 6 feet rule, as I recall, was in Tampa.
Okay, because they say that sounded familiar.
Six-feet rule. They don't even have a 6 feet rule for basketball. Come on.
I believe in Manatee County they had to have something covering their anal
pasties.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I didn't make up this term.
I didn't make it up. You know, government and trying to stop all this lasciviousness makes things just even worse. Like, well, ooh, let me hear that term again. I want to read the bill.
My question is, how did I end up being the stripper expert here on the show?
Well, you're the one that's been to all the strip clubs.
All the strip clubs? I've been to a few.
So, Zach,
compared to you, certainly.
Strip Club Magazine. He's got the ratings. Has this gone through, this particular legislation, or is this proposed? I missed that point.
No, this was defeated in the House committee last week, actually.
Oh, defeated. Oh, that's lovely. Great. Well, good to know.
In South Carolina?
Yeah. Yeah, there's some okay stuff going on politically in South Carolina, though I'm sure Zach is filtering out all the bad news for us. He likes to call with the good news about what's happening in South Carolina, but it's always with politics, you know, if you get one step forward, there's always 2 to 5 steps that are taken back at the exact same time.
Yeah, so. You know, I suppose if you're on a raft and you see the island off in the distance, it's nice to think about the island and not to think about the swarm of sharks that are circling underneath you. So
good
I'll
point.
Stay on the positive a little bit. Yeah,
Zach, thanks
good.
For the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Dave in Athens, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. I got a great idea.
Okay.
Use ethanol for fuel and when supply the local economy with money instead of be dependent on Middle Eastern oil and that would mean less government involvement in our life.
You are joking, right?
No.
Yeah, the ethanol thing isn't quite working out that great
because it's driving up costs of corn. You know, for one, they're using corn instead of other things, and
it's guaranteed business for the corn producers, right? Yeah. So therefore,
I think that we should be free to use ethanol, and that people should be allowed to, you know, inform their customers and mix that into fuel, but.
The requirements.
Yeah, having the government get involved, it's always.
You know, I was
having
on
the government involved is bad, right?
Yeah.
Last week I was discussing this on my show because finally the New York Times and some of these other agencies and the pop media are finally coming out and saying, gee, maybe ethanol isn't such a good deal after all.
What
like, where were you
people
thinking? A year ago? I wrote an article for Fee about, you know, over a year ago about what was going to happen with gas prices and how they were piling all this stuff on, how, you know, field space was going to be devoted to corn, mm-hmm. all our costs were going to go up. And now all of a sudden they're like, oh, maybe ethanol's a bad idea. Well, yeah, you know, let people decide themselves about what they want to put in their tank. And you'll see that what ends up happening is they decide really what is the most efficient way for them to operate their lives. And ethanol isn't right now.
Dave, thank you. Okay, thank you.
Oh, thank you,
no
sir.
No problem, man.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Better than that, of course, would be total energy freedom in that we would not have the government people favoring certain energy organizations over others.
Yeah.
The oil business, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, you touched on this over the weekend, mentioning the subsidy that essentially the oil industry receives from the government in the form of a free military to go around the world and secure new oil facilities for them. That costs a lot of money and would, you know, that kind of security would cost them some money in the marketplace, probably cost them less if they did it themselves. But the point being, the oil price here in America, the gas price, is lower than where it probably would be in the regular marketplace. And because of that, the other energy types out there aren't as they're not as competitive because
they're not getting the subsidies. The other thing is that the oil industry is hindered in this. You know, so I don't know how I don't know what the prices would be like, and there's no way anyone can say
because
they
can't build new refineries.
So involved, right? There's new refineries, and they really
regulations
can't drill.
On drilling. Yeah, so you're right. It's such a mixed bag, and of course they pay such a huge amount in taxes. The corporate taxes are just gigantic. Everybody talks about how ExxonMobil or the oil industry has made corporate profits of $40 billion. This year. Well, they paid $30 billion in taxes. So it's like, okay, so yeah, it's very, to be able to calculate it is almost impossible now because they've got so much government involvement.
And I, of course, also heard today that the price of, I think it was gasoline, has finally hit a all-time high. It has eclipsed now where it was, I think it was in 1981 or something like that.
It's
now, I don't know if that's adjusted. Is that adjusted for inflation?
Yeah, it's inflation adjusted now, yeah.
That's even worse than
that. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Abacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Abacor's formula is FDA-approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Abacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Abacor and receive Boost just for trying Abacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AbacorRadio.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo, prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents. They do wills, patents, Living Trust trademarks. You can use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
1-800-259-9231 to the phones and the fun. Ziggy in the United Kingdom across the pond. Hey, Ziggy.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind?
First of all, Ian and Mark, you need to be very careful because Gart is really a cyborg.
Gardner Goldsmith is a cyborg?
Yeah, he is Demon Seed, and I want nerdy points from you, Gart, for mentioning that a reference to a very cult film.
Well, okay, so what is the evidence that Gardner Goldsmith is a cyborg?
Sweaty in the kitchen.
What is the evidence that Gardner is a cyborg?
Do you want to have anything to do? You want me to tell him?
The emailer to his show pointed and warned us all that he sounded too much like an automaton.
Yeah, she said no feelings. Was it Friday? No, it was Thursday, right, Ziggy?
Yeah, Thursday.
All right, yeah. I was doing my show, and I was reading an email, and I played the Strong Bad email thing. Like, email, you know, so yeah. I did this email thing, and this woman wrote in and was like, you know, you're so precise or something. Sometimes you don't sound like you really care about anything. You sound like you have
no
feelings. Prove to me you're not an android. What I did was I prepared this thing, as Ziggy knows, I prepared this thing beforehand and had my voice go normally. Like, well, you know, I suppose I could prick my finger and bleed for you, but that wouldn't be enough, would it? And then as I get angrier and angrier, my voice slowly changed into an android voice.
Oh, wow. That's cool, man.
But it turned out I wasn't an android. I was actually a cyborg. I'm a human android right. organism. So.
Kind of like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
It was very funny.
Oh, good. I'm glad you liked it, man. That's awesome.
One last thing for you, Gart. Don't forget to contact Nigel Meek about that pro-life article.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, no one knows what you're talking about. You can send emails about these things, Ziggy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything relevant to our audience tonight?
I think Paula might have been right about something, about this polygamous, I can never pronounce that word.
The polygamous thing?
Yeah, them being on welfare. Because I know that cults over here, that what they do over here is they prey upon the homeless in London and they offer them, like, refuge. If they believe in God, you know, in return they have to, you know, find salvation in the Lord, you know.
Yeah,
blah,
we've got
blah,
them.
Blah.
They're called the Salvation Army. They're over here.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Salvation Army's good group.
I didn't say they were a bad group. I said that they asked people to believe in the Jesus and join their church thing in order to get help. That's what he was talking about. Maybe I misunderstood.
Well, Ziggy...
No, what I'm saying is that basically they get, but then they get them on welfare. Well, basically they get them to sign onto the dole.
Huh. And this is a private charity that gets people on the dole?
Yeah, basically the welfare pays for the upkeep of the church.
That's pretty sick. Do you think?
And it wouldn't I wouldn't put it past any cult in the U.S.
Thanks for the call tonight, Ziggy. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. The first part was good with the Gardner cyborg thing. That was something we could relate
to. The cult thing
please don't use our phones to pass messages around.
The cult thing is so interesting, and I know that you guys have been speaking about this a little bit. I haven't been able to get, like, you know, just today there are these rumors floating around or these reports on the Internet that the woman who blew the whistle, supposedly, this anonymous tipster or something like that, they've discovered her identity and they're investigating her. But the reports that I've read, they give no details on this. I don't understand anything about it. And if it's the case that this woman is being investigated, it's starting to indicate to me that maybe her claims are bogus. I don't understand that. But then the federal officials...
She wasn't a tipster. She was... The woman who called...
Well, there's the tipster and then the woman.
There's a tipster?
Right. The woman called the tipster.
Wait a minute. Wait. I think you're using tipster to reference, like, a women's help shelter. Is that
right.
what you mean?
The woman that she talked to at the women's health shelter.
I see. Okay. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. So the original woman, they're investigating now. The caller.
Right. The current
caller. Saying that
she's essentially a hoaxer.
Bogus.
Yeah.
Right. But yet the authorities, wink, wink, are saying, we still have plenty of evidence to hold these people responsible for terrible things. I don't know enough about it. You know, I don't want to think that girls are being abused or terrible things are going on. But I certainly don't think that the state is going to be helping a situation any better than private communities could you know, ferret out and weed out their own problems.
I think basically I see this event, this stealing of 400 and 16 children as being just an incredible human tragedy story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just awful. The idea that these kids have been taken away from their families and are now in state custody and could end up in foster homes where there's probably a far better chance of them being abused. They all had the, you know, they all could have left. There was a 17-year-old girl that said she was brought to this compound,
mm-hmm.
and they, when she got there, they found a father for her or whatever. They found a man for her to marry.
Oh, a mate, yeah.
And she said in her interview that she had the choice. She could have left or she could have stayed. So it wasn't as though these people were being coerced, brainwashed maybe. But coerced? No.
Well, you know, it's the thing is, these people, we're putting them in this group, and this is one of the places where groups really fail.
Hmm.
Yeah, they live inside a gated community, but then again, so do a lot of people, you know, that live in gated communities. If somebody in a gated community abuses or rapes their daughter, does that make it okay for the police to come in and take everybody's kid? No.
No.
But
even if they're all Catholics or Christians.
It makes as much sense as saying, well, the pines on the lake over there, those people are nuts.
Yeah.
They've gotten a lot of bad press, and therefore it seems to be okay for us to go after them.
It's a very, very clear way to look at it. And in particular, even if you are going to go by the state rationale, taking every kid out of there, clearly would not be the right answer.
That's right.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
I am a super genius.
Well, since you guys brought it up, or since it was brought up, I do have another story about this. We've been following it and covering it for the past few weeks.
Yeah.
And this one's from CBS, CBSNews.com. Apparently, many of the men in the polygamous sect in El Dorado didn't know that it's illegal to marry someone under 18. Well, shouldn't they be spending all their time reading the law books of the state of Texas so they can know exactly what the laws are? Well, how dare they? How dare they deign to live their lives and farm their food or whatever the hell it is they do on that plantation of theirs? How dare they deign to live their lives on their own without just paging through tome after tome of Texas law so they can understand the bizarre world that surrounds them.
Now, I understand why it is that people would say that, you know, it's not a good idea for girls to be married at age 14 or whatever age it is that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anything lower than 14, but even lower. But, you know, marriage certainly is something that can affect your life in the long run, having kids even more so. But kids can do all kinds of things that affect the rest of their lives. Are you saying that a child shouldn't be able to cross the street because it could get hit by a car?
There's more here, by the way, from the guys, from the men of the FLDS cult. They have been speaking out, and we'll see what they have to say. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. Calyx moisturizes my skin, and I no longer need to use a pumice stone on my heels. And the light peppermint scent keeps any funky scent at bay. My feet have never looked better in sand, and I am so grateful. I've been telling everybody about Calyx and wearing sandals again. Best of all, the jar lasts a long time, so it's economical. My podiatrist said that Calyx ointment was different. He was right. Calyx uses natural enzymes rather than acid to exfoliate and soften my feet. There's nothing more satisfying than finding a product that solves your problem. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-460-0580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-460-0580. 1-800-460-0580.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and get them right there from the front page of the website. Click and download for free at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI for all your collection needs. 1-800-259-9231. So talking still about the polygamy people, the sect, as they are being called, from El Dorado, Texas. As you may be aware, a few weeks ago at this point, the federal, I keep saying federal, because
it's felt federal.
Yeah, but no, it was the stateies. The state of Texas went in there, and they went into this compound, 1,700-acre plot of land with buildings on it. They went in and they stole 416 children away from their families. They allowed the mothers at that point to accompany them, which apparently is unusual for the government people. Normally, if they steal your kids, you aren't allowed to even know where they're taking them. But they did allow the mothers to come along, and I believe it was only because they had stolen so many kids and they had no other way to take care of them.
Right, yeah.
Then, as more volunteers started,
they're getting their ducks in a row now.
Right, as more volunteers started to step up to take care of the kids, they then cut off most of the mothers from access to their children. They then allowed only the mothers with kids under the age of 4 to stay with their kids. And then, at the end of last week, we discovered that the judge had ruled that at this point they have to cut off all of the mothers. So at this point, all of the kids have been separated from their mothers, with the exception of those mothers who are under the age of 18, because they're still in state custody. So, I mean, they have taken these kids who have been raised to believe that the outside world is evil, that the outside world is a place that they should not go, and if they were to go, they should go with caution, and
proving everything that the kids are told.
Right. They absolutely are. I mean, now instead of a comfortable home, I'd seen some of the pictures from inside of the compound. It looked very nice on the inside. It wasn't like they were being kept in jail cells. They were comfortable. instead of their comfortable home they lived in with their friends and their family, they're now being kept in a coliseum, or actually that was the last place we heard. Rumor is, or word is, that they've moved them out to other locations at this point. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe to, I don't know what they're thinking, to keep them away from their parents or whatever. I don't think that these polygamists are going to mount an armed raid on any facilities. It
no,
seems
they
like they're being very obedient.
Yeah, they let the kid. They let the authorities take 416 of their children away. I mean, mm-hmm. It seems to me that if there was
they could
have
defended it.
Yeah, if there was going to be some kind of shootout, then it would have been over that. And right. Honestly, if they're stealing your kids, when is it time to shoot?
That's a great question.
That's a great, yeah. You know, and that's one of the problems with the state. They really have no ability to be able to attenuate and have a if their hand is soft, it's going to be too soft, and people are going to be upset. And if it's hard, it's going to be too hard, and people are going to
die.
Yeah,
you're right about that.
You know, you look at Waco. That's one extreme. These guys that having their families taken away, and then you have the other side, which is if the state doesn't intervene in time, they're in trouble. So
you're absolutely right here. I hadn't really considered that, but the state is stuck in a quandary because it's supposed to be the arm of everyone.
Right.
This is the people. The will of the people is in action here in El Dorado, Texas, which is a bunch
of nonsense.
Hooey is what it is, and it's certainly not my will.
Not the will of those 400 or those 400 kids. Not the will of the hundreds of parents.
Absolutely, it's hooey. But at the same time, that's the concept: is that it's the will of the people being enacted, and it's. So therefore, everybody gets to second guess what the state's doing. However, when Free Talk Live does something, my business does something, well, we can, Ian and I make a decision, we do whatever we want, and if you don't like our decision, go take a long walk off a short pier.
Right. It's incredible to think about these kids being separated from their parents like this. Obviously, the prosecutors are going to want to be interviewing all these. What a nightmare
for
these kids.
They've been submitted to testing. For they're getting DNA testing going on. They're having probably
rape checked by doctors.
Rape checks.
Right.
And they're getting raped in order to be checked.
This is very invasive thing, especially for kids that they don't even know anything about the outside world except that it's bad. Let me get to this a couple quotes from this story from CBS News. They're interviewing some of the fathers from the compound, and they, by the way, only give their first names, which is great. I love that part about that.
Good for them.
So they said that they weren't aware of the law in the first place, which I think makes sense. Julia was telling me today that we'd had this gambling disobedience thing over the weekend, and one of her coworkers said he didn't know gambling was illegal. People don't know these things. I mean, we take it for granted because we do a show where we're tied into the news.
Yeah. Right.
But if we weren't tied into the news, there's not like a war on gambling, so it's not a real, it's not like they're advertising the anti-gambling laws or anything like that, so... Who is supposed to, how is anybody really, seriously supposed to know what the laws are? How are you supposed to know?
There are
no
just
one
so
has
many
ever
of them.
Answered
true.
That.
It's true, yeah.
But one of these guys said here that, I think that they have a very false perception of the way we live because we're closed-mouthed. They assume a lot of things that aren't there. Asked by the interviewer if he was saying older men don't marry adolescent girls in the compound, the man replied, I didn't say that at all, but I think that people have a false concept of what our religion is all about. To say they're sexually abused and that people here are, they haven't found anything to my knowledge that proves that, but I think that overall they look at us as if we're immoral people, and in our own makeup, that is the very most important part of our religion, is to be morally clean. I have a hard time standing here being a criminal when I had no idea that I'm a criminal. I've always strived to be an upright man, and my children and my family, everyone that I know love me, and I love them. These men seem like okay guys to me, and they just have a different... viewpoint. They have a different set of values than many Americans do.
Right.
And that's what this is really all about. It's
it
about
really
punishing
is.
Them for that.
It's absolutely what it is those people are different. Everything I've heard about them is scary, and I don't like them.
Well, and even if you were to give the benefit of the doubt to the state authorities who got this tip, and you were to accept the state paradigm to say, oh, it is the responsibility of the state to go in and protect children who are being preyed upon, and they got a tip, and so therefore the gears must operate, and that's the way it has to go, and if there is some inconvenience or discomfort, well, really, this has to be done to protect these children. Even if you think that, I'm not hearing anything that really indicates to me, except claims by the state, that they've got some terrible things that happen to these people. And it seems to me, like we were talking about earlier, it seems to me that the way that they have gone about this, because of the procedural requirements of the state to do these things in a certain way, mm-hmm. are ripping these families apart.
Yep.
And, you know, even if there is this one case, like you said, yeah, they're way over the top on that thing.
And now they're forcing all of the mothers and fathers to have DNA testing done.
You know,
they've ordered to do that.
And that doesn't make any sense. Why they want so badly to figure out whose kid belongs to
whom. They claim they
want
to keep the brothers and sisters together.
Okay, but
isn't that special?
Really, the thing is if you're going to take my kids away, you need to tell me what it is that I'm charged with. You know, what have I done wrong? And these people have not done anything wrong that, you know, it doesn't make any sense.
You know, maybe here's an idea. I had suggested over the weekend that the DNA testing was paperwork, and you said that maybe it was just they wanted to keep files on people because that's what government likes to do, is if they can get information from you, they'll try to. But what if it's possible that they're testing everyone's DNA to find out who came from what bloodlines to where they can then charge the men with having sex with underage girls or something? But I mean, if one of these kids is underage and they can prove whose mother they came from, prove who the mother was and the father was, and then if the mother is only like 22 and the kid's, you know, 16, mm-hmm. then they'll mm-hmm. be able to subtract and they'll figure out who the mother was, and then they'll know who the father was, and then they can bring charges against these guys. So that could be what it's for. It could be to try to charge these guys with statutory rape.
Could be.
1-800-259-9231, and they're walking right into the trap. They are going along with the court order to get these DNA tests done, when I wish these people would... I just wish they'd refuse. I mean, they've already stolen your kids from you. You think you're going to get them back by jumping through the state's hoops at this point? Seems unlikely to me. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the sacrowegisacral stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231, again, is the Sickle CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website if you like the show. And you enjoy the website, then you can buy some stuff from us. Just go to store.freetalklive.com, get a look at some great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, like Free Talk Live hats and t-shirts and hoodies and more. Load up your shopping cart. store.freetalklive.com. As we continue the polygamy conversation, we go to the phone lines to talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Hello, Gene.
Well, hello there, guys. Ian, I'm a little bit disappointed in you because Oh, you're normally much tougher on the religious types, and you're kind of slacking off on this particular issue.
It suits his purposes.
What do you mean tougher? I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah, you need to be tougher on. You're always said you've got a history of being tougher on the religious types. Now it's obvious to me that these people are not following God's will, and the government, as an arm of God, after all, they're anointed by God to have this kind of power. The government's duty is to go in and Waco these people. I mean, it's clear to me.
We need tanks and tear gas.
Is your tongue firmly on your cheek or what?
I never thought I'd be laughing at me.
What's that?
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious now. The government is God's right arm, and so they have to go in there. And what does God want to do with these people? He wants to put them in judgment before his judgment seat. And the only way he can do that is if they're dead. So the government needs to go in there, kill these people. That way God can sort them out and determine which ones are good and which ones are bad.
So the government did wrong then in this case, is what you're saying. They should have
killed the kids and burned the parents, right?
Yeah. A little bit of napalm, you know, maybe some of those bunker busters.
Some CS gas.
It probably would have saved the taxpayers a lot of money taking care of all those kids.
We've got a lot of good tools that the government could use to solve this problem. Instead, they waste all this money to round these kids up and feed them and clothe them when, a little bit of napalm would have solved the problem, just lickety-split.
And, you know, from what I hear, Nancy Sinatra was looking for some more publicity for these boots made for walking, so they could have gone out for a couple days and blasted the stereo.
You know, what I'm going to do, I'm writing a letter because I want Janet Reno back.
Well, you know, it wasn't the feds, and so maybe the Texas state government isn't quite as violent, or maybe they've learned their lesson from Waco, and they figured out that it'd be better PR if they just stole the kids from the parents as opposed to burning out their homes. See, it doesn't seem to be affecting public opinion in that there's still a kind of a fascination amongst a lot of Americans about what the cult was all about. And the Americans, I don't think, are too concerned with the fact that they've just had their kids stolen from them. So it's probably a little better PR than burning kids alive.
Just goes to show you the government is inefficient because, you know, we do have a food shortage, and those 413 kids, they eat a lot of food.
You know, God. Gene, do you have any real feelings about this? I'm curious as to how the Christian anarchist feels on this one with the the polygamy compound?
I think the cult members should have shot back. That's what I think.
Yeah, well, that goes back to what Mark's question was. If the state government people are coming to your house to take your kids, at what point is it appropriate,
especially without charges and without any kind of evidence at all?
You can't get much more personal than that. And if you can't lay down your life to protect your own kids, then when are you going to lay it down?
Well, the evidence is most Americans aren't.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it, man.
You know, I think part of it comes from this facade of civility that the state has. This mass brainwashing
that we
have.
There. It didn't look too civil.
Well, you know, what's interesting is because you mentioned brainwashing before.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of brainwashing are we dealing with under the state?
Yeah,
you know, we're raised to think, oh, well, they're the attenuation. They're the blanket that can make everything comfortable. And so we really have to have them there.
I talked about this on Saturday night with a woman who claimed that all these children were victims of Stockholm Syndrome. All 416 of them. That's a lot of Stockholm. You know, that's a lot of Stockholm Syndrome, and a lot of people to, you know, claim that on. And I asked her, well, is it possible that we have Stockholm Syndrome dealing with the government? That, you know, there's this big oppressive force out there that we believe is good and benevolent because it's just been around and oppressing us so long?
Yeah. You know, I was out when I was down in Pittsburgh. I heard this, I was in a hotel and somebody had like the national anthem or something playing someplace. And somebody said, oh, you know, that's very stirring for me. And, you know, I just heard a talk radio host talking about how he heard some other great song, you know, this national song. And I thought, what does it mean that you're stirred for military conquest?
Well, Mark should answer that question because you get kind of woozy when you hear the Pledge of Allegiance.
I like all that stuff. Yeah, I must
say. You get the Vespers when someone sings the national anthem.
I do.
Yeah,
come on.
It's,
oh, my.
Well, as a kid, you know, I was raised, one of my teachers was a terrific sort of conservative woman, very traditional, and she came from the old style conservative thing, but she was sort of a small town government conservative. Yeah, keep the federal government out, that sort of thing. So it was probably a good learning process for me, and then I experienced a libertarian guy in high school, and that really got me into things. But she was always, you know, Pledge of Allegiance, national anthem, you know, all these different types of things. And I've been doing some more reading on some of the things that drew us into World War II, and even the nationalistic fervor about that, the way that Roosevelt handled things. You just say to yourself, you know, really, I just can't buy into this stuff. I've got to stay away from this and lean to the individual. We need an individual anthem. You know?
I love that idea.
I don't know what it could be, you know, but, I mean, they're playing rock songs for that, but it'd be great if you could get
Sisters,
that.
Twisted Sisters, we're not going to take it.
Yeah, we're not going to take it, exactly. I don't know, but, yeah, there's a great song by Electric Frankenstein called Get Off My Back, but...
Yeah,
I'm
thinking in a popular vote that won't win.
No, and this is the thing. It's very strange because here we all are individualists, and we come together on the air on your show and then on my show, and we have large groups that are formed of these individuals, and we have this feeling that, you know, things that stir us the same way that the other groups out there do for groupthink.
Yeah.
And it's a strange thing to think, you know, I used to be stirred by that, but I'm not anymore. It's fascinating.
And it's so effectively inculcated in them in that when we talk to people on the air, they have, even if they consider themselves conservatives, right, you know, the conservative is supposedly more tuned into the individual,
right.
But they're all brainwashed to the point where they use terms like we do this as the country.
We saved France.
It is just so thorough.
Yeah, how many Frenchmen did you drag out of the rubble?
Yeah.
Well, now, the question, when I hear national anthem and I see certain patriotic symbols, what I think of is the individual. I think of that spirit, that the indomitable American spirit that, you know, is founded in liberty. And so I feel those things when I hear the national anthem and see the flag. And, you know, my favorite little guy is Captain America.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think those can be wrapped up together.
I think, it's funny because I look at, like, here's a good example. Right now, a lot of, you know, conservative talk hosts are all talking about, did you watch that John Adams show? Did you watch that John Adams show? I was like, no, if it had been about Sam Adams, I would watch it. But I don't know if I'm really too inclined to watch about John Adams because he was a little too centrist for me. And they're like, what? I was like, well, you know, he was in favor of the revolution, but Sam Adams, which is much more radical than he was. Sam Adams is the guy who, you know, dumped the tea and, you know.
Sons of Liberty, right?
Sons of Liberty, yeah. These guys were real radical people. The Mechanics, that was the core group of the Sons of Liberty, they were really radical guys. They were real spies and, you know, they got into some dangerous situations. And John was sort of, he played it on both sides. He represented the guys in the Boston Massacre and stuff, and he was a lawyer. So he was sort of part of the state side. And I'd say, you know, what they did back then was admirable, and I think, you know, given their situation, I think they pushed for some great things. But if you read stuff by Albert J. Nock and other people out there, you know, our enemy of the state, man, you know, he's highly critical of many of the founding fathers, including George Washington. So many libertarians recognize some of the things that Washington did, helping found the central bank that Hamilton wanted to push in, going all, you know, pushing troops onto the Whiskey Rebellion.
Jefferson owned slaves, so these guys were certainly not principled.
And Jefferson sent out the Navy against the
Barbary Pirates.
Barbary Pirates in Tripoli.
Although, that's interesting because, yeah, Congress was supposed to be the one to go after piracy.
But he waited until they were out of session.
Yeah.
Well, this is one of the problems with the idea of going back to the Constitution. The guys back then, sure, for their time, they had some good ideas.
Yeah.
But now we've progressed and we've evolved and we've moved further in our thinking and we've come to the point where we understand now that a totally voluntary society is the great ideal, and that is what we should be working toward. We should not be working towards going back to what it was like in the 1700s.
I think you got a great point, Ian, and I think one of the greatest points to at least try to drive home to conservatives who try to stick up for the Constitution. And I will stick up for the Constitution if I'm dealing with politicians who are swearing an oath to uphold that document.
Sure.
Then I'm going to nail them and I'll rip them to shreds.
Right.
But I think it behooves us to stress to conservatives, a bunch of words on a piece of paper are not going to stop the tendencies of politicians to increase the size of government.
So it will appear.
More on the way here. Hour 2 is coming up. Tom in New Hampshire, your calls about whatever you want. There's a hunger strike planned for the summertime. He'll tell you about that. And this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.